Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now for a three charts in 3 minutes-ish is Nicola Duke, the Duchess of the Chart. All right, Nick.
Yeah, very good, thanks.
Cool. All right, let's have a look then. Three stocks today with news out. First one is Boss Global Holdings, BOS, announced the launch of Boss Automate, a standalone software product that provides businesses with a transformational cloud-based document management framework which promotes the efficiency of processing, integration, storage, and use of data. So BOS, it's flying today. What do you reckon the chart, though, on a longer-term perspective?
Yeah, a longer-term perspective, this
chart. Well, you know,
very... ugly, very ugly. Yeah, like it's, you know, it's been in a downtrend with very nasty spikes that never, you know, each time it spikes up, it's only to drop and make a new low. But however, having said that, for the entire of 2016, this stock has made a really good job at bottoming. All the moving averages are caught up. We've rolled them up the right way, and this wedge looks like we're heading higher. We should at least go back to test the 200-day moving average, which is at 22 at the moment. But the upside target for this is 33.23 from here.
Okay, all right. I've got to say this was originally a different company. So it's only in 2016, I think, last year or so, the last 6 or 7 months, it's changed operations. So maybe we'll see a change in fundamentals.
In that case, we will block out, as I didn't realise that, so I would have blocked it out. In that case, since you know, we can say that since August, they've done a really good job of bottoming, moving averages are rolling up. That's really nice corrective price action since November, the choppy wedge lower. When we break out from that, which we look to be doing today, if we can sustain it, we look really good. A close above 10.3 is a bullish trigger. And you know, the 200-day moving average really doesn't mean very much given that they've changed history. Mm. But this one looks definitely very good for another leg lower, in which case you can measure it. So if we say that the rally, the November rally, it should make another one equal to that at the very minimum for a corrective swing. That takes us to 20 from here, and we're at, you know, 8, 9. So that's pretty good.
Yeah, okay, marvellous. And the next one is Immu Pharma, that's IMM, a company has successfully completed on-target patient recruitment into its pivotal 52-week phase 3 clinical trial of Lupazor, its lead program. And they said that to date, no drug related to serious adverse effects has been reported. This is consistent with Lupazor's safety profile. So IMM, also tipped in the Daily Mail yesterday, some small cap stocks, some small pharma stocks to look at. So IMM, what do you reckon in the chat?
IMM, really good. Again, you know, really nice bottoming in 2016. But what we've done since December is we've broken above the 200 weekly moving average, and we came back to test it today. That's done at 44. The Fib resistance is at 48.50. That was the high in the summer. That looks like support now. And the next upside target is a big pivot level at 66.80. I think this is a buy for 66.80.
Marvellous stuff. Okay, and the last one, YOLO, Leisure and Technology. They announced That is investee company Magic Media Works has successfully launched electric jukebox music streaming service and has now sold out of its initial inventory during the 9-week period since launch late November 2016. So, YOLO.
YOLO. I'd really like this to have another. Okay, so we're having another go today at a higher low, which is really good. And a break above the 200 day. This needs to crack one and close above it to have a chance at bottoming. So that's what I'd like to see today. You know, otherwise it's still in a downtrend.
Okay, yeah.
And if we could do that, then, you know, good chance of bottoming. Then you can draw a trend line from those opening highs, you know, in 2014, connect them through the 2016 highs, and that would be the next objective. If we break above that, which is going to come in around, you know, 1.3, 1.4, then you can definitely say we've bottomed.
Yeah, I think they are improving fundamentals here, so I think it will crack through that. And the placing, fundraising was at 1p, so there's a bit of resistance there, maybe. Okay, marvellous. Nick, if you send me the charts, I'll put them on the company pages at Vox Markets and at the blog at voxmarkets.co.uk/blog. Thanks, Nick. Speak tomorrow.
Thank you. Bye.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.